26. Sigint. Cleaning Damien's flat becomes more of a project than she'd anticipated, but she keeps at it, trusting that manual labor and the effort required to stay on task somehow furthers soul retrieval. Several video cameras have been unpacked here, leaving the main room littered with abstract white foam shapes, innumerable foam peanuts, torn and crumpled shrink wrap, empty Ziploc bags, warranties, and instruction manuals. It looks as though a spoiled child has torn through a stack of very expensive presents, and she supposes that that might actually be seen to be the case, depending on how one looked at Damien. Beer bottles, a saucer serving as an impromptu ashtray for lipsticked Marlboros, dirty dishes with remains of the tandoori takeaway, a pair of very expensive-looking panties that she cheerfully bins, ditto various discarded makeup articles in the bathroom. She changes the sheets on the downstairs bed, straightens the giant oven mitt, dusts, and does a pass with a bright red upright German vacuum that's obviously never seen use before. Goes upstairs to see what needs to be done, and a big cartoon hammer of sheer exhaustion comes down on her, slamming her into the waiting softness of the futon. When she wakes, the phone is ringing downstairs, and the light outside is different. She looks at her watch and sees that it's 8 hours later. She hears the phone stop ringing, then start again. When she gets to it, it's Magda, asking if she'd like to have dinner. Expecting only Magda, she sees Wojtek and the large African as well, when she reaches the agreed meeting point near the station. They all seem wonderfully cheerful to her, but she supposes that that's because they aren't lagged and don't have lives as complicated as hers has recently become. Nagami, in particular, hugely zipped into his tight coat of black faux leather, is grinning enormously, and as they walk to a Greek restaurant somewhere behind the station, she hears why. He has sold the calculator she's seen near Portobello to the expected representative of that same Japanese collector for what is evidently a very nice sum. He has the air of a man whose lost cause has most unexpectedly panned out, although at one point he does sigh hugely.
Now I must go to Poole and collect them from Hobbs.
She remembers the unpleasant man with the filthy little car.
I don't like him, Magda says bluntly, and seems to Case to be addressing mainly Wojtek.
He's a brilliant man, Wojtek responds, shrugging.
A horrid, drunken old spy,